everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and I just personally want to welcome all of you that are brand new here for the very first time on this call. We just absolutely want to welcome you and want to just absolutely bless you with some great content that's going to be able to, you'll be able to apply to every area of your life because the information I'm going to be talking about is communication skills and the 9 most common mistakes that people make in communicating, especially in the area of prospecting. And so you should be able to take this information, apply it to your kids, apply it to your marriage. More importantly, apply it to your business if you're in a business of, that requires you, of you to be able to talk to new people and bring new clients or new business associates to come on board your business. Prospecting is the number one thing that we're going to be talking about today, but this information of communicating can be applied to absolutely anything. So my name is Danny Johnson, and I'm talking to you live actually somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean, and it is a beautiful, gorgeous day out here in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and we are blessed to be in business with you, and we are blessed to be able to work with you guys on a monthly basis, actually a weekly basis, and then for those of you that are consistent attendees of First Steps to Success. I love seeing you guys each and every month that we get to do that. But my name is Danny, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was violently abusive. I didn't have a whole lot of confidence, and so going into business for myself was certainly not something that I would have normally done. It actually took me a couple months to get the courage to get started. Once I did, I failed the first 6 months miserably. I was full-time and not making a dime. Heard about a training seminar that was way too expensive, the timing could not have been less perfect, and it was far away, which meant I had to travel, which meant it was going to cost even more money. Well, the guy that told me about it said, if you don't go, you might as well quit now and put yourself out of your own misery because you will fail anyway. That set up a shiver up my spine. I borrowed the money to go. I had to travel quite a distance and cancel my fiancé's birthday party, me not being at his birthday party, and I went. The first 8 days coming out of that training seminar, I wound up profiting $4,000, then $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000 because each month, each training seminar, no matter where it was, whether it was in New Jersey or California or Canada or south in Texas, I brought a lot of people with me. Anywhere from 10 was the lowest up to 60 that I personally brought to a training seminar. And as a direct result of that, people continued to build a strong, dynamic client base, were able to bring on new business associates with them, and the profits just began to pour in. From there, I ran off and I got married on a whim, and he moved me over to the Big Island of Hawaii, 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar. And within a few months, he drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, and completely homeless, literally living on a beach out here in Hawaii. And I wound up just completely destitute, broke, suicidal, found a job as a cocktail waitress after a couple weeks of being homeless, hated that job with a passion, and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth the day after Christmas up in Waikoloa, Hawaii, population 5,000 at the time. That business profited me in just a few, in two short months, over $18,000. By my 10th month, my income jumped up to over $80,000 in a month. My first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years old, and it has been a blessing and an honor to be able to have been given a second chance by God, to be able to go out and redeem my business and redeem myself in the marketplace and not wind up a failure as so many of my family members had become. And so since then, I have been building and developing business through the means of helping other people to succeed financially, teaching them how to be able to develop a successful business. These are just people that were involved with my company, and I worked directly with them and helping them to go out and create a six-figure income, and some of them went on to make 7 figures. My training seminars, the First Steps to Success, were never available to the general public until 3.5 years ago, where I seriously was pushed out in the marketplace and told to take this message of First Steps to Success out into the general marketplace with no boundaries, limits, or borders of country, state, product or company and be able to spread this message of First Step to Success so that people would learn a strategic step-by-step system on how they can generate a six-figure income their very first year working part-time from home. This has been a huge success. We've collected 90,000 clients in the last 3.5 years. Well, over 10,000 testimonials have been emailed to us. And that does not include the thousands of testimonials that have not been emailed to us. These are the ones that are compelled to tell us their story. So we've collected thousands of stories from people, and we've seen many of them go on even beyond within their first year earning $200,000-$300,000, and some of them going on within a couple of years earning seven figures. And so we feel blessed to be able to work with people just like yourself, whether you've just gotten started or you're looking at getting started on some new business venture. Maybe it's to generate an extra $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a month. Maybe you just need an extra $500 a month. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but all of Americans, and I know that there's an international crowd listening to me right now, that the average American is $300 away from declaring bankruptcy. Isn't that absolutely scary? You know, with all the interest rates that are changing and all these different types of mortgages that have been available, people are strapped financially today. And if we don't find a way to get out of this financial bondage now, then we know our destiny of that financial bondage is going to be looped around our neck for the years to come. And none of us get up every day saying, okay, how can I be miserably financially? Nobody does. And so you were brought on this call for an absolute purpose and for a reason. And the person invited you on this call cared enough about you and your lifestyle and about your family to introduce you to an absolute free system that is a website. And if you choose to take advantage of it, that's great. If you don't, man, that's totally fine too. This is your introductory call. If you go now to DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com, I encourage you to do that. Just go ahead and go onto that site and just kind of get familiar with it. It is a free site. There is actually $18,000 worth of free calls that are available on that website. That can help you in a number of different ways. Whether you want to get out of debt, you want to manage your time better, you want to be able to learn how to communicate more effectively with your spouse or business associates or your children, this information is for free on that website. So I encourage you to go to that site now and start getting familiar. I'm going to show you later how you can profit from a free website that costs us six figures to build, tens of thousands of dollars to build, that you can use, that we have out to the general public absolutely free, and people are using it. Thousands of people from all over the world are using that website on literally a daily basis. Now, just to kind of tell you, this call tonight, generally our fees are $1,000 now a call. To book a call with our office, it's $1,000 to get a call booked for your company, for your organization, if you would like to have a call just like this one. So this right now, this call is nothing to you. It is free. We do get these services and we get those fees, but every Monday night, today and next Monday, and for the next Mondays on forever, for as long as we'll be willing to do this for you guys, this call costs us thousands of dollars monthly to put on. But we do not charge for this call. I encourage you to take some really good notes and treat it as though you actually did pay $1,000 to get this information, because if you did, you'd pay very close attention. Now, before I get going in any context, I want you to ask yourself four questions through this call. Number one, is this helping me personally? That's a great question to ask yourself. Is this content helping me personally? Number two, can I apply this information into my business or into my job, into my career, or into my family? Number three, will this impact my business with this info? Will this information impact my business? Number four, can I profit from this free call? If you could answer yes to all these questions, would you feel like this next 45 minutes or 50 minutes would have been beneficial for you? I certainly hope so. And if you already have been coming online and listening to us every Monday night for the last 3.5 years, the question I have for you, I have a different set of four questions for you, because you know we have hundreds and hundreds of people listening right now that have been listening for 3.5 years, and they are faithful on this call every single Monday night. Why? Because the answer to all four of these questions is yes. Then, of course, there are those that have been listening for years, and some of you for a year, some of you consistently for a month. Welcome on board, and we're excited to have you. And if this is your first call, these questions must be answered, and I hope and pray by the time we're done at the top of the hour that your answer will be yes, 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 yes. But if you've been listening for a while, I have another set of questions for you. What if you had your whole organization, everybody that is involved inside of your business on this call, would they profit from it, and therefore would it directly impact you as well? It's a great question. So, again, if you had your whole team on this call, would they profit from it, and therefore would you profit from it as well? Number two, are there benefits for my team hearing this information from somebody else? It's another great question to ask yourself. Does it benefit you for your organization to hear this information from somebody that is not you? Great question to answer. Number three, how much would I profit if I had new people each week being exposed to this system that has a track record of duplication and putting people to work? You see, if there's like top five things where I would say I've specialized in, one of those five things would be putting people to work. Activation beats conversation. Documentation beats conversation. And activation creates duplication, no question. And so this is one of my strengths, and the point of these weekly calls is to be able to have you and me come together and work together as a team, moving your business forward. And the only thing that I ask from you is this. Please let me know how you're doing. Just send me a testimonial. Let me know how you're doing. I get so inspired when I see other people step out of mediocrity and say, I'm going this way, and this is what I've done. And now they're setting an example for other people to follow. We certainly cannot change this world. One person cannot change this world. But I believe an army of people can come together, leading by the right example, cleaning up the marketplace, and leading by honesty and integrity and high ethical standards so that we can really make an impact out there where people are falling short left and right. And so how much would you profit if you had new people each and every week listening on this call and plugging into this system that has a track record of duplication and putting people to work? And fourth and final question is this, do I want to work hard or smart? You see, if your answer to the first three questions is yes, 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 and the last question is, okay, well, if the answer is yes, then obviously, do you want to work hard or smart? If you want to work smart, that means you're going to take advantage of the system, and you're going to take yourself out of the equation and put into the equation a system that is not on trial. We have an amazing track record that we've been so blessed by the hand of God to be able to create this incredible system that has produced supernatural results. And so if you want supernatural results, you're going to have to step out of working hard and step into working smart. Now, these are questions I'm going to ask you at the very end of the call to see what your answers are. Our goal tonight is to knock your socks off. Our goal tonight is to deliver content to you that you can apply right now and profit from it immediately. So go ahead and step over to your computer, go online and check out DannyJohnson.com. That's a free membership that is there for you. Again, on the other side of that membership form is about 30 hours, which is $30,000 worth of free content, absolutely free for you. Check it out. You could actually build it. We encourage you and we say to you, don't spend a dime with us at DannyJohnson.com until you've used the free information on that site. Once you use that free information and you've profited from it, then think about coming out to a live event. Then think about stepping up and getting a hold of some of the tools that are available that also are not on trial. And so go ahead, check out that site, become a free member, join a team, join the army of people that are out here in the marketplace leading by professionals instead of amateurs. In fact, let's talk about that for just a second. There is a difference between the two, and you have to decide which side of the fence are you going to be on. The reality is this, an amateur is building a business in a hobbyist format. What's a hobbyist? Well, a hobby is something like, you know, sewing. I like to sew. In fact, I'm getting ready to sew a bunch of, you know, little embroidered butterflies and palm trees on a pair of jeans. I mean, that's like a hobby. Hobbies are designed to relieve stress. You know, maybe you like to crochet. Maybe you do woodworking. Maybe you like to fix up cars and sell them. Maybe you like to build things. Who knows? I like to cook. So we all have some kind of a hobby, but the reality is a hobby, A, costs us money and doesn't make us money. B, it is a stress reliever. A business is not designed to be a hobby. What is the difference between a professional and an amateur? Well, an amateur does these sort of things for fun. That's what they do. They do it for fun. They are not doing it for a profit. A professional, and here's the sad thing, is that some people think they're in business. They're putting forward a hobbyist effort and getting hobbyist results. Well, when you get How do you know which one you're being, a pro or an amateur? Look at your results. It's real simple. If your results are of an amateur level, meaning they're not making, it's not profitable, that goes to show you that you're putting forth a hobby form of effort. That stinks, doesn't it? But the reality is it has nothing to do with your product, nothing to do with your company, nothing to do with your advertising. It has everything to do with your skill set. And a professional has a professional skill set and earns professional dollars. So I'm going to talk about the 9 most common mistakes in prospecting. These are the 9 largest mistakes that I've seen in prospecting. I've trained thousands of people on how to prospect like a professional instead of an amateur. So how do you know if you're making these mistakes? Let me show you. Number one, if people are not showing up for a presentation, well, that means that you're making one of these 9 most common mistakes. If you are talking to people and they hang up in the middle of your conversation or even right in the beginning, chances are you're putting forth one of the mistakes that an amateur makes in prospecting. If people don't show up for the follow-up call, chances are you're making one of the 9 amateur mistakes in prospecting. So tonight it's going to open your eyes. It's going to show you like a totally different path that you can run on. And for some of you, it's going to catch you right in the act. And then you can say, oh, gosh, this is silly. Why am I doing that? That's only taking money out of my bank account instead of building my bank account. So let's get going on it. If you're on the website right now, I want you to click on the success tools. Because I'm going to show you a couple of different things that are in the success tools that are going to help you. And then for those of you who already have the script book and the supplemental, have them right there with you. If you have those with you, then it's going to be very, very simple for you to follow right along with me. Okay, so have both of them right there available with you so that you can just, you know, follow me. Okay, so script book or the supplemental script book, have both of them right there. And because I'm going to be teaching from those particular areas. So, number one most common mistake of an amateur in the area of prospecting is they are reading a script in fear, or they are talking to people in fear. You see, 93% of all communication is nonverbal. Only 7% of all communication is actually verbal. So in the grand scope of things, the nonverbal is something that has to come into correction. Because if it doesn't come to correction, guess what? You've got only 7%. So many people just focus on the 7%, the actual words that they're focusing on, making sure they're saying the right words, making sure that they're sticking to it or whatever, or creatively coming up with some words that are strategic. That's all great, fine, and dandy. But if the 93% is not in correction, guess what? Your attempts are feeble. That's what they are. And so 93% of is nonverbal. That means if you are reading a script in absolute fear, and let me tell you what that actually sounds like. It's quite hilarious. It sounds something like this. Hi, Marla, how's it going? Well, this is Danny, and I'm calling you back, and you requested more information about working from home. Can I do anything for you? Okay, well, right then and there, that person's going to hang up on you. They're going to say, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I did not request any information. You're annoying that person from the word go. And so it's very important that you're not coming across that way. You need to project yourself. You need to understand what you are. If you're timid and afraid, you will never get them to show up for a presentation. You will provoke them not to believe because you don't believe. You know how to communicate without fear. There's no question in my mind that you truly know how to communicate without fear. You see, you communicate without fear to your spouse, your children, your best friend. You know how to communicate with good posture when you're talking to your best friend about something or when you tell your son to go clean his room. You don't fearfully say, go clean your room. You tell him with posture and authority to go clean his room. And so it's very important. Now, again, the number one mistake that I see amateurs make in the area of communication is they're communicating in fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of other people's opinions. Fear of what people will think about what they're doing. Fear of failing. Fear that this isn't going to turn out the way that it's supposed to. Well, you know what? All I have to say to you is you got to do whatever it takes to get over that. Because the reality is this: you are involved with a community of international entrepreneurs. Just by being on this call, you are involved in a community of international entrepreneurs that are professionals and are professionally taking the marketplace by storm. and we are plundering the marketplace with remarkable supernatural results in the area of clients and business associates, bringing both into our businesses. So there is a way to do it, and you've got nothing to fear. And so if you're communicating in fear, you are going to be hard-pressed to get 1 in 20 to show up for anything, anywhere, at any time. You're going to be hard-pressed to get anyone that's going to want to have a conversation with you either. So if you are communicating effectively with your script book, either the supplemental script book or the original script book, which, by the way, these are scripts. There's about 50 scripts between both of these books. They are powerful. I mean, have you ever wondered, what do I say to a prospect? What do I say to somebody that responds to an ad? The words are on the page, and the words, the 7%, are strategic on that page. They are strategic to not provoke an objection from the prospect. They are strategic to not sound like a salesman. They are strategic to sound like a reputable, strong, powerful company, and you're a reputable person who has the authority to be in business and lead them into business. And so this is, it's priceless if you think about it. Man, words to say to them when they do give you an objection. How do you say, what do you say to them when they say things like, you know, I can't afford it, or that's too expensive, or I get paid in 2 weeks? No worries, man. No worries at all. We have all the answers to those objections, page 67 and 69 of the script book. The supplemental script book has the answers to those things right now. What about the people who say, you know, I don't have the time? Have you ever just sat there and tried to argue with that person? Isn't that silly and stupid? Page 65 of the supplemental script book has the answer to that, where you are not badgering the person, where you are clearly leading them to make a decision that's best for themselves. And they are selling themselves. You are not selling them. And so that's kind of an important thing to have. So the words, the 7%, we got that part figured out. We got that part dialed. Like I said, you are a part now of a community of entrepreneurs internationally that are taking the marketplace professionally by storm, and we are adding thousands into our businesses on a monthly basis. And so if you want to participate with that, you kind of got to get up to speed with both things. One, your nonverbal communication. Two, your verbal communication. The verbal part, that is very, very simple. I'll talk to you in a minute about the nonverbal. And for some reason, some people are just totally reading that script book unnaturally. They're coming across just unnatural. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And as well as that, you maybe don't know what to do with these people once you get them started. You're like, I don't know if I can help them to succeed. I don't know what to tell them that they're supposed to do. I just don't know. You know, I don't have a system to really plug them into. Hey, I totally understand where you're coming from completely. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There is a free call on our website. In fact, go, once you fill out your free membership, March 6, 2006. How to properly start someone. In fact, in our quick start training session in the members area, once you become just a free member, you'll find a box on the right-hand side of the page. And on that page, you'll see where it says quick start training. That is designed twofold. One, to teach you how to properly get somebody established and to begin their on-the-job training and getting them successfully established in your business, as well as two, it's available for them to listen to themselves, that they will go on to those four calls, listen to those themselves, and learn how to establish themselves successfully in business. So your job is, A, just direct them to the website. That is so darn simple. Listen, you are probably very part-time, and you are either like myself. I've got 5 kids, 2 grandchildren, several businesses. I'm married and totally dedicated to my God. I'm involved with a number of different things, not to mention all kinds of real estate transactions and international transactions, just all kinds of crazy stuff. You are probably just as busy as I am. You probably have a bunch of kids. You probably got a lot of involvement in your church. You probably have a lot of community things that you're doing. Plus, your job, your house, your spouse, your business. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's only so many hours in a day. Isn't that so true? There's only so many hours in a day, and if there's only so many hours in a day, then you've got to find a simpler way to be able to maximize your time. Well, this March 6, 2006 call is perfect for you, and it's free. So go into the Quick Start Training thing. You can just direct people to listen to that call themselves, and all you're going to do is ask them if they listen to the call and ask them for the answers of the three questions that are revealed on the call. It's truly that simple. So together, as a team, we can move your people faster into profit. So that answers that one. If you really want to master the nonverbal part of the communication, you have to ask yourself, man, what would that be worth? Could you imagine if you had complete control over the nonverbal? Could you imagine if you had no problem with authority, you had amazing strong posture, that you had the ability to get people to follow you, that you had the ability to get people to want to listen to you and to want to do what you're directing them to do? Could you imagine how confident that would make you feel? Could you imagine confidently building that business with no fear? No worry about failing, no worry about rejection, no worry about what somebody else is going to think, but instead you have people calling you saying, what do I have to do to work with you? Could you imagine? Listen, there's two things I'm going to direct you to. You can do whatever you want to with it. It doesn't matter if you're that person that wants to make an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, or if you want to make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year or $1 million a year. We have the same system for all of the above. That's First Steps to Success and creating a dynasty. Okay, so just go ahead and go over there. Check it out. There's a video over there. You can go to DannyJohnson.com/video. Watch the video. Check that out. Those are two things to put in your calendar and say, you know what, I've got to attend one of those. Actually, both of those, creating a dynasty, cannot be intended until you go to First Steps to Success. Okay, number two area, the second most common mistake that amateurs make in the area of prospecting. Again, I know you don't want to be an amateur, no doubt in my mind. Nobody does. I certainly didn't want to be, and I hated being one. But that can change. We can all learn how to do a new skill, no question. This is not, by the way, becoming a boat captain. This is not learning how to sail a ship. This is not, you know, rocket science. This isn't engineering. This is simple. This is like really, really simple. It's ABC over and over again, and that's it. All right, so putting words in the prospect's mouth. This is very, very common. This happens a lot. As I've coached people in our prospecting and closing classes, as I'm coaching people in our elite and premier program, I see this happen a lot. And so here's what it is. So for example, in your script on page 22, for example, if you are working cold market, right? If you're working, actually page 16. In that section on the bottom of page 16, if you got your script book, turn to 16, some questions to ask are, okay? In there, in that product section, as well as in the North Carolina CDs, in fact, there's a section in there that is going to show you how to be bulletproof, absolute bulletproof in North Carolina. If you're in the success tools, click on success tools. And in the success tools, you'll see both script books, and then you'll see it says live in North Carolina, okay? Go there right now. Check that out. You can just, like, email it to yourself or whatever. Just do whatever you want to do with that. But that is, there's foundational secrets in there that make you absolutely bulletproof. So you'll get some techniques from these CDs, and then if you're wanting to go even beyond that, and you're still not quite where you want to be, then it's time to take the next step, obviously, into a First Steps. But the prospect, as far as putting the words in other people's mouths, this is something very important. In that section on page 16 where it says some questions to ask are, what's very important is that when you're going to interview them, for example, when you say, what do you do for a living? And they say, oh, I'm an engineer, and you say, oh, wow, you know, that must be a lot of hours for you to work, but it must be a very exciting job, right? Well, they're going to give you a yes or no answer to that. You never want to ask questions that end in yes or no when it's coming to the interview. When you're putting words in their mouth like this, you know, are you married? Do you have kids? Yeah, I have kids. And then you say, oh, but I bet you want to spend more time with them. It's better for that to come out of their mouth than it is for you to say that to them. Because if you say that to them, they're going to say yes or no. Well, you defeated the purpose of the interview. The point is you're wanting to know what's in them, what's in their heart that they want to do, what's in their mind, decisions that they must make, what is on their path, what are their strengths, what are their goals, what are the answers to those kinds of questions. And so don't put your words into their mouth. It's very important that you do not do that. Okay, here we go, number three. And by the way, if just these two things right here that I just gave you, just these two little things, these two little things are part of a total of 12 hours off of the North Carolina and the Scriptbook audios, okay? These are just 2 minutes worth of information. There's 12 hours worth of information on this stuff, okay? So just if you change these two little things, you would get massive results just on these two little things right now. So let me show you how to get them to talk more, how to get that prospect to open up more versus you saying it. So, for example, if you say, you know, are you a cocktail, you know, what do you do for a living? They say a cocktail waitress. Oh, you must really like people. Don't say that, okay? You say, what do you like about that? They're going to say, I enjoy working with people. Really, tell me more about that. So tell me more about that, or what do you mean by that, are great questions to ask people to get them to open up more and continue more talking. Very important for them to do that. It establishes trust with you. So do not put your words in their mouth. You want to guide them to respond to questions so that the words are coming out of their mouth, and then you'll find out the key important things that I'll talk to you a little bit about later. Number three, the three most common mistakes that amateurs make is not asking enough questions. Here's how it usually works. First of all, you don't want to assume that you know the answer or what the profession is. For example, a mechanic. So when you say, what do you do for a living? And they say, I'm a mechanic, and you just assume you know what a mechanic does. That's making an idiot out of yourself. And here's why. The point is not for you to know what they do. The point is for them to talk. Because A, it establishes trust. B, not only does it establish trust, but it reveals information to you that will show you what path to lead them on for them to make a decision that's best for their future. So, for example, when they say, I'm a mechanic, you should say something like, really, what kind of cars do you work on? What kind of mechanic are you? He can be a mechanic that works on a boat. But here you would have assumed something and lost a lot of awesome, awesome information. And so you must ask a lot of questions. Not too many, but the point of page 16 is that some questions to ask are. That means to ask some more questions. Don't make it an interrogation session, but you just, you know, tell me more about that. Really, what kind of mechanic? What kind of cars? What's your favorite cars that you work on? How long have you been doing that? Wow, really, what did you do before? Questions like that. And so it's important that you ask more questions so you can find out their needs, strengths, and goals. Okay, number four. Number four is this. That number four most common mistake with amateurs, this is so cute, is that they come across too nice. They come up with a butter me up or kiss up type of approach. Now, let me tell you something. You actually think that you're going to get, if you could get people to like you by coming across super sappy sweet, then they're going to join you. Beep, wrong answer. That is not the case. When you come across too sappy sweet, the reality is that they are wondering, what are you trying to get out of them? What your motives are. So let me give you an example of what I've heard with some of my clients. For example, the question is, what do you like about what's your job? And he says, well, I like being able to figure out problems and strategically come up with solutions. And your response is, oh, wow, wow, that's fantastic. Wow, you must really enjoy what you do. That is so sick. Give me a stinking break. Or this is one of the best ones. Okay, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a cocktail waitress. Oh, wow, awesome. Whatever, a cocktail waitress is a dime a dozen. Don't come, okay, now if you had somebody that says, I'm a rocket scientist, now that deserves it. Oh, wow, that deserves that. But this, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Oh, wonderful, that's fantastic. Come on, that's a very common thing. So you better have the right answer for the right response. Don't come up with this over-the-top response. And maybe even record yourself so you can see where you're having some of these over-the-top, sappy, sweet, type of thing. Here's the reality. I want you to be you, and I want you to be the best at it. It is insulting to a prospect to come across super sappy sweet and overly excited with your responses. It is a serious insult, and you come across as a salesman. So don't come across that way. Just be yourself. Who you are is who you're most comfortable being. That was so good. I had to write that down. Who you are is who you're most comfortable being. So just be you. No one else can be you. If you are you, you're comfortable. If you're comfortable, the prospect is comfortable. I hope you got that. If you get the person to like you, then they'll sign up. It's just a lie. That's not the truth. The whole point is, and yes, it does help if they do like you, but it's the wrong premise. That's manipulation, and that is not what we're here to do. We're here to become professionals. Amateurs manipulate. Professionals sort. Professionals are looking to interview to find the one that they want to work with on a long-term basis. Number five, being a salesperson. This is another one. It has the same exact conclusion. For example, when I first started working with one of my friends years and years ago when I was back here in Hawaii, he called me up and, you know, he was saying he had a ridiculously low closing ratio with the same ad and the same script. And I'm like, I don't know what your problem is because everybody over here has, you know, 90% closing ratio. Some of us have 100% closing ratio. I don't know what the deal is. And so then he proceeds and he's I said, you know what, let me hear what you're doing. He three-ways me and I'm like, oh my gosh, sick. He was so coming across as a sports announcer. He literally sounded like a radio announcer. It came across like this, hi there, how's it going? I'm like, dude, just be yourself. Give me a stinking break. Give me such a break. This is pathetic. You do not want to come across like that. Be you. You're the best at being you. No one else can be you. You're comfortable being you. If you're comfortable, the prospect's comfortable. So just be yourself. Don't come across as a salesperson. By the way, you need to take that salesperson hat off. You're not a salesperson. You're a business developer. One is a professional. The other is an amateur. Okay? One is a pro. One is an amateur. Even if you sell companies, you know, and you're making millions of dollars a year, they don't sell it like a car salesman sells a used car. They don't do that. They market as a business developer. They're in business development. They're developing businesses in the marketplace. That is what you do, my friends. You are not some slimy, slick oil, sappy, super sweet, kiss up, butter me up salesperson. That's not who you are. That's who an amateur is, but that is not what you are called to be in the current business that you are in. Period, end of story. So stop doing that. How do you know if you're coming across as a salesperson? If people say to you, is this sales, or I don't want to sell, or I'm not into sales, or I don't want to talk to my friends, guess what? You are coming across as a super slimy, slick oil, super sappy, kiss up, butter me up salesperson. Don't do that. That's manipulation. That is pathetic. That is not for you. No one likes doing it. No one likes the way we feel when we do it. You are not called to that. You, by the very nature of being invited on this call, means you are called to a level of professionalism that is far above that kind of pathetic nonsense. So let me help you out with this too. Salesperson, there are certain words that you should never use. There are certain words you should never use. If you have your script book supplemental, the words are completely outlined on page 86 and 87. Page 86 and 87 has the words completely laid out to use and not to use. For example, never use the term sell, I sold, or I sell, or things like that. Don't ever use that. No, you market is what you do. You market a product or you market a service. You do not sell a product. I sold some product yesterday. No, you brought on board a new client. One is so much more prestigious and professional and deserves your time. The other is pathetic and slimy. You don't ever want to say words like downline. Don't say that. No one wants to be under anybody. And no one wants to be in anybody's downline, no matter how great you think you are, how great you think the person is at the top. No one wants to be in anyone's downline. These are just two words that are listed. There's about, I don't know, 20 words between the list of words to say and words not to say. They're specific words that you are saying that are triggering a negative response. One of them is interested. Would you be interested? If I could show you a way to make more money, would you be interested? I'm going to tell you right now, anytime, if I came to you and said, would you be interested, your first knee-jerk reaction is no. Why? It is a trigger mechanism that is in the mind. It doesn't matter what it is. We instantly say, uh-uh, no thanks, not interested. So, friends, please, these are words not to say. Again, there's a whole list of words to say and words not to say on page 86 and 87 of the supplemental script book. Go click on that right there. You see it in the tools? click on that. Supplemental script book. Oh, hello. Both of those script books are imperative for your future. Go ahead and click on both of those. Click add to cart. Record yourself tonight. This is going to help you immediately. Record yourself tonight. As soon as this call is over, I want you to make a few prospecting calls to, like, California or in Australia, because it's early in Australia, it's early in Hawaii, it's early in California and on the west coast of California. It's still early. You can make some calls. Record yourself, and then I want you to replay it and hear yourself and see if you're saying some trigger words like the ones I said, sell, interested, downline. Saying words like that is only going to inhibit your growth tremendously. Number six. Six most common mistake that people make that are in the amateur level is not identifying needs, strengths, and goals. They're leading people to a presentation based on the presentation, not the needs, strengths, and goals of the prospect. This is how you lead them to the presentation, not with your product, not with your company. They are not necessarily interested in your excitement about your product or your company. They are always interested in their own needs. They are always interested in their own goals. They always are interested in their own strengths, whatever they may be. Their strengths may be they like working with people. Their strengths may be that they're organized. Their strengths may be they like helping others. Their strengths may be they enjoy working their way up to the top of a company. Those are their strengths. And so no matter what, it's very important that you realize to put the focus on the needs, strengths, and goals of the prospect and lead them to that presentation with that, okay? So what does that look like? Let me give you, for example, in the section on page 20 of the original script book, page 20, where it says, hey, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now. Let me give you my phone number. It's 866-760-8255. And our website is DannyJohnson.com. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and this is not that section. Do you have access to the internet while talking to me? Here we go. And then you're supposed to repeat their needs, strengths, and goals. You say, hey, listen, on this website is exactly where you will find a way for you to be able to earn that extra $50,000 a year part-time, where you still will be able to enjoy working with all different types of people. You'll still be able to use your strength and being organized and putting forth a good, solid effort. And you will be able to learn how to be able to get out of debt. So on that site is exactly where you'll find that information, so that you will be able to do these things. So now I'm leading them by what they want instead of this. Hey, on this website, you're going to learn about our products, and our products are so exciting, and they're wonderful, and you're just going to love them, and we've got the vitamin this and the that, and then we've got the service of this and that. No way. You're going to lose them under that pretense. So there you go. So if you want to master this skill, this is very important that you do that. You want to talk to hundreds of people, and the reality is this. If you want to master this confidence issue, you want to master this words issue, you want to master being able to put the whole focus on that prospect and leading them with their needs, strengths, and goals, First Steps to Success is taking place in Baltimore, Maryland, coming up in 2 weeks. It's not only an educational environment, give me a break, but it will equip you. You're going to get an impartation of these very powerful professional skills. Real skill development is what you're looking at over there. So, and again, on the free website, on that site, you're going to find all kinds of calls. Once you become a free member, you can do a word search and look for any call on prospecting. There's lots of information absolutely free right there for you. Okay, so let me go ahead and just recap here real quickly on the first six things that I've already mentioned to you. Remember, number one was fear in your voice. 93% is all communication was nonverbal. Number two was putting words in the prospect's mouth. Number three was not asking enough questions. Number four was being too nice. The butter me up, kiss up approach. That's not going to work. You're going to have very low closing ratios with that kind of approach. Number five was being a salesperson instead of being yourself. And number six was not identifying the needs, strengths, and goals and leading that prospect to your presentation with the needs, strengths, and goals. So very important that you lead with the needs, strengths, and goals with that. So let's go to number seven. Number seven is provoking questions during the company track record. This is something else that happens. If you're on your script book, if you're in the original script book, on page 54, there's a section on there on how to develop your company track record. There's an outline there. Just ask you some questions, answer these questions, and it's going to give you a perfect presentation for how to present your company. It's a 30 to 60 second little promotion that you're going to tell that prospect, and this is for a cold prospect. If you are using my script book and you're working cold leads, you should take like a 30 to 60 second time to explain what your company does. And what happens is that most people during that section provoke objections because they'll say things like this. Well, you know, our company product is truly second to none, and we've got a patent on this thing, and we're in the health and wellness industry. Or they'll say, you know, we're in the legal business, and, you know, we've got a patent on this or that. When you start bringing up when you start saying things concerning your product line or your service, it provokes questions. If you start bringing up things like the development of it, it starts provoking questions. They're going to ask questions like, well, what is that product? Now you're going to have to answer those questions, either that or you're going to come across evasive. And so it's important that you don't even come anywhere near that. Use the outline that is in the script book on page 54. Use that outline. It is beautiful. The whole point of that section is to make the person say, wow, wow, wow. That's the whole point, is for them to just be wowed with the facts about your company's story, okay? Do not say that you're working in some kind of let me give you one. You know, hey, we're a network marketing company or a multi-level marketing company. That's the worst thing that you could say. You're going to find one in 100 that say, oh, right on, I'm looking for one of those. And so I don't even go anywhere near that. Saying words like that is only going to lessen the reach that you have with that particular prospect. What else? Okay, that's it. So I'm going to give you those two. Number eight is this. Oh, this one cracks me up. Number eight most common mistake is I'll call you in a couple of days. You know what? I'll call you in a couple of days. There is no urgency in a couple of days. There is zero urgency in a couple of days. It only takes 15 minutes for somebody to take a look at your website or to listen to a pre-recorded message. However long the pre-recorded message is when you call them back, either that or you three-way them in. There's no urgency in a couple of days. There's no urgency in a week from now. And so urgency creates the fruit of excitement. It's important to make the response time immediately. They want to come to a decision now anyway, and when it is urgent, only gives them the desire to go and take a look at it immediately. And so don't say, I'll call you back in an hour when it takes 15 minutes to look at a website. Don't say, I'll call you back in a half an hour when it's an 8-minute recorded message. That's crazy. You want to get on it immediately. You don't want to give them time to be thinking about things after the presentation is all over. Otherwise, you'll lose them. That's really what it is. And again, there's no urgency in a couple days. There is only urgency in now. Next week is not an option. In fact, if you direct people to websites, best thing, in fact, on our script book, it says it on page 17, do you have access to the internet while talking to me? Awesome. Why don't you go over to your computer? I want to make sure you don't have problems downloading the information. Then it says to go ahead and talk about their needs, strengths, and goals while they're walking to the computer. Ask them about their kids. Ask them about whatever they were most excited about. And then following that, then you say, okay, were you able to download that information? Awesome. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with that information now. It takes most people about 15 minutes to peruse that information. I would build the needs, strengths, and goals there. I'll call you back in 15 minutes. I've got another interview that I need to conduct right now. Our advertising campaign has been outrageously successful, so I've got to get back to somebody. In fact, I'm interviewing for someone to help me with some of these calls and fielding these calls. But you go ahead and review that information, and I'll call you back in 15 minutes. That's urgent. That's now. Okay, number nine and final point is not having enough leads. Oh, my gosh, this is huge. Not having enough people to contact. Now, if you're smart, you're working all three types of markets. You're working warm, lukewarm, and cold. Why? Because if you're not working warm, I can guarantee you somebody in your warm market is calling some kind of an ad right now looking for a home-based business, and they're going to get started in some business that is not yours. And wouldn't that just stink beyond stinking? Every single time we do a seminar, this happens. It's hilarious. People wind up showing up at First Steps. There will be people showing up in Baltimore, and they will wind up running into a friend from right down the street at that same seminar and go, how did you hear about this? Oh, well, you know, actually was in L.A. Oh, it sucks to be you when that happens to you. Oh, my gosh. You are not the person that invited, which meant you are not the person that they are involved with. They're not even in your business. They're benefiting somebody else's business, and they're getting professional training. Ouch. They're actually getting professional training. They're learning how to do the business right instead of wrong. They're learning how to make no mistakes and make a ton of money. They're learning strategies that work for the 21st century. Oh, but they're going to make somebody else a whole lot of money and not you. Anyway, that's why I think it's important. But not having enough contacts, not having enough people to talk to, that is, man, huge. In fact, there were times throughout my career where that happened to me. When you don't have enough people to talk to, it puts you in a very weakened position. You cannot build a business on 8 contacts a week. It's not going to happen. You cannot build a business that's worth being excited about on contacting 10 people a week. Not possible. If you're working 10 hours a week, you need at least 100 leads a week minimum, and that's on a minimum basis. 10 hours a week, at least 100 leads. And then if you're working more than that, then you go ahead and you work out the numbers. I've got clients that work 30 hours a week, and they are dialing 100 dials a day. So there you go. If you're working full-time, give me a break. 150 dials. I've got some people full-time that are dialing 150 dials a day. What does that mean? They're working all 3 markets. All 3 markets. Now, you need people to call. If you need them if you need people to call, then in other words, if you don't have enough contacts, you are in I need you mode, Mr. Prospect. And if you need Mr. Prospect, guess what? He does not want anything to do with you. Not at all. But if he has to qualify for your time, different story. Listen, if you go to DannyJohnson.com, you are going to find an area in the vendors area where you will find a vendor to help you with advertising campaigns. Purchase some advertising campaigns to supplement your warm and cold. Start learning how to be able to work that type of business. And if you're going to try to learn it without these script books and without first steps, ooh, you're going to hit a brick wall really, really fast. So you constantly need more contacts. There's no question about that. Okay, and make sure that you have plenty of them. Imagine a farmer who doesn't have any seed. He is not going to build a successful business or grow a successful crop without any seed. There's just no question about that. Okay, cool. So let me go ahead and repeat this. In the very beginning of this call, these 9 steps, let me just give you these 9 steps real quickly. So number 1, again, was fear in your voice. You have to say no to fear. You've got to do whatever it takes to get the confidence to overcome that, because once you do, like I said, you are now a part of a team of entrepreneurs that are out there plundering the marketplace professionally bringing thousands of people into our businesses. So it can be done. No question. Number 2, putting words in the prospect's mouth. You want to draw the words out of their mouth, asking strategic questions. Those strategic questions are in the script book. Number 3, you want to make sure you ask enough questions and that you don't assume you know what they mean when they say their profession. The point is to get them to talk and establishes trust. Number 4, is it being too nice? Butter me up. Kiss up. No, yucky. That does not work. Not going to win them over based on your personality. You're going to win them long-term based on what their needs, strengths, and goals are. Number 5, don't be a salesperson. You're a business developer. Be yourself. You're the best at it. You're comfortable being you. If you're comfortable, they're comfortable talking to you. Number 6, identify those needs, strengths, and goals and lead them to your presentation and your business with the needs, strengths, and goals. Number 7 was don't provoke questions during the company track record. Make sure that you're using the script on page 54. Number 8 is urgency. Do not say, I'll call you in a couple of days. It's a bunch of nonsense. There's no urgency in a couple of days. Number 9, not having enough leads, not having enough contacts. Make sure that you get enough contacts. Whether you are talking to people each and every day out and about, make sure if you're working part-time, you're making 5 new contacts fresh every single day. 10 if you're full-time, that at least is 50 to 60 per week if you're full-time. That's 25 to 30 full-time per week that you're making. That's enough to create something. If you're working one market, you got to burn through that list of 200 inside of 2 weeks. If you're part-time, 1 week. If you're full-time, real simple to be able to do that and supplement with having a choice with a lead vendor that is available on the website. Get a hold of them immediately and start to learn. And again, if you are going to try to supplement with cold market and you are not in Baltimore and you don't have North Carolina in the script books, you really are looking for a beating on yourself. You're going to punish yourself. You don't want to do that. Don't make life harder on yourself than it needs to be. Number nine was not enough leads. So in the beginning of this call, I said something to you. I said to ask yourself these four questions in the beginning of the call. Is this helping me personally? What is the answer? Has this call helped you personally? Can you apply this information into your business? Will it impact your business? Will this information impact your business? And fourth and final, can you profit from this free call that was just given to you? Can you profit from this free call? You see, whether you want to earn an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month, or you want to go on to making a couple hundred grand a year or a million or more a year, no matter where you are in that place, all of us have certain things that we seem to deal with. We have certain little roadblocks that we seem to hit. If you need help changing these nine most common mistakes that amateurs make in the area of prospecting, and you're tired of being in that amateur level, there's a couple quick things that you can do. At the very bottom level, at the very least, what you can do is obviously become a free member. You and I both have wasted an amazing amount of time on the internet searching and surfing the net. We've also wasted a whole lot of money surfing the net. Well, this, my friends, everything on there that's on our free website, on the free portion of our site, you've got 30 hours worth of free content that is available for you. At the very least, just listen to one call a day. Give it a 30-day trial, one call a day, and see if it has any bit of impact for your business. We've all wasted an hour a day before. Now it's about stepping up and becoming that remnant entrepreneur that says, you know what, I'm going to take one step each day closer to my goals. You can do that by listening to one call a day for free on the website. The second thing that you can do, at the second baby step that you can take, if you're one of those that, you know what, you're like, Danny, give me a break, this content resonated with me. You know what you're talking about. In fact, were you living with me? How did you know I was doing these things? Friends, I have personally prospected thousands and thousands of people myself. That's the only way I could know what people are doing that make mistakes, because I've made all these mistakes. Well, the very least that you can do is start off with the foundational tools that are available on that site between the script books and North Carolina, great places to start to edge you in the right direction professionally instead of being a hobbyist and earning an amateur level of income. You didn't get started to become an amateur. You got started to become a pro. But if you are that absolute drop-dead, absolutely guns to the wall, I am deadly serious, I have to make this work, and even if it's I just want to make $1,000 extra a month, well, how many hours do you want to spend in mistakes to make that $1,000 a month? Don't you hate making mistakes? Don't you hate being frustrated? Don't you absolutely hate spinning your wheels and wondering if you're doing it right or wrong? Don't you hate that? You and I both know that we can only do that for so long before we just throw in the towel and say forget it, right? Isn't that true? Well, if you are that person that says, you know what, I'm deadly serious, I want to make an extra $1,000 a month, or I want to make an extra $2,000 a month, or I want to make an extra $10,000 a month, whatever it is that you are comfortable with making, and if you are that one that says, I'm tired of messing around, I'm ready to take the next step, I'm going to put a step in front of you that might be scary to you. It might be scary. You might say, I don't know if I can do that. Well, it's okay. I'm going to ask you to at least just take this step. Go now to DannyJohnson.com, click on events. You're going to see Baltimore, Maryland, April 14th and 15th. In fact, right now there's a contest running for that event that the top 10 people that bring the most people to Baltimore, these top 10 people are invited to a special luncheon on Sunday for a special time with Hans Johnson. He's the CEO of DannyJohnson.com. He's a brilliant man. He's got a reputation in our office of having seven brains. He's an amazing internet marketer. He's got an outrageous track record of developing millions of dollars. And he's going to be strategically in that meeting with you. we're going to have not only an awesome time getting to know you, who are in the top 10, but more importantly, a strategy that will explode your business in the 2 weeks following the first steps to success taking place in Baltimore. But click on that now. If you are that person that says, you know what, I'm tired of being frustrated. I want to make more. And if it's $1,000 a month, man, isn't it worth it to spend $397 to learn how to make $1,000 a month consistently and consecutively? And who knows, you might build that belief and might learn some strategies that won't make you $1,000. It'll make you $2,000 with the same exact effort. Same exact effort. We have a reputation of helping people make more money with less time. Now, the only way to see if that's true is to go and apply the information. Once you apply the information, you're either going to say, nope, that didn't work, or you're going to say, oh, my gosh, it tripled my income, not just doubled it. That's what you're going to find. Go to our site, read the testimonials. Everything that's on there is completely money-back guaranteed. So if you go and you feel like, man, it was a waste, you get your money back. If you get North Carolina, you listen to it, you say, nope, that wasn't worth it, you get your money back. Scriptbook, you get your money back. No questions asked, no hard feelings. We want to see you succeed. So we've got 100% money-back guarantee on all of it. So there you go. Here's what I want to know right now. I'm going to open up the lines here in just 1 second, and I want to know if you are planning on going to Baltimore, Maryland, and you're going to get yourself registered right now. This is how I know if you are that third person I was talking about. That third person that's not looking for a baby step, you're looking for a major shortcut. You're not looking for the safe route. You're looking for the route that is going to guarantee results. You're looking for the route that's going to give you strategies. You're going to have a blast learning how to do it. You're going to help a lot of people, and you're going to make a lot of money. And with that money, either you can give it all away or you can go ahead and do whatever it is that your heart desires to do with it. So if you are that one that's saying, I'm in, I'm ready to step up, I am going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, Marla, open up the lines and just say your name and where you're calling from.
This is Sharon
Goldberg.
This is
Dallas. We're not.
Dallas, Texas.
Can we see there, Dallas, Texas?
I'm in the door.
Awesome. But if you're going to Baltimore, Maryland, you're getting yourself registered right now. Stand up and say your name and where you're calling from.
I'm already registered.
Awesome. I'm already registered. Okay, Marla, you're done. Well, there you go, folks. You just heard a bunch of people stepping out on the line saying, I'm going, and they say their name and where they're calling from. I cannot wait to hear you. Many of the names we could not hear because there are many of them jumping out all at the same time. Can't wait to see all of you guys in Baltimore, Maryland. And, hey, we want to hear some feedback from you tonight. This is important for me. Help me to get my job even better. Help me to become more strategic for you. If you could go now to telldanny.com and give us your feedback. We would love to hear from you about if this call was at all beneficial to you. Go to telldanny.com right now. Again, that's tell, T-E-L-L, Danny, D-A-N-I. com. For the rest of you, we would love to hear from you. Also, if you go to DannyJohnson.com/support, you want to submit a ticket into our contest department. If you want to get more information out to participate with the contest that's taking place in Baltimore, Maryland, especially all of you that just stepped out and said, I'm going to Baltimore, for all of you that are stepping out going to Baltimore, the number one person, the person who gets the most people, gets a $1,000 gift from me. From myself, I would love to coach you one-on-one for 1 hour. It's a $1,000 gift, and so go ahead and submit your ticket now if you want to be able to participate with it, if you want to run on this contest with us. There's no shame in running on a contest not winning. There is shame with not even competing, massive shame in not competing. So if you want to give it your best shot, you're coming to Baltimore. Go bring people with you, obviously, because just ask yourself, what would happen to my income if I had a team of people hearing those strategies with me? What would happen to my income if I had a team of people with me being equipped with professional skills and prospecting? What would happen to my income? Ask yourself this question. I have a question for you. What will happen to your income if you had a team of people with you? What would happen to their income and, as a direct result, your income? Think about it. So if you're planning on running on that thing, email me right now at DannyJohnson.com/support, then submit a ticket to the contest department, And I, whether you believe in this or not, I'm going to pray for you that you win. I'm going to pray for all of you that are running in on this contest. In fact, our whole office will, that God will give you favor. He will open up the floodgates of heaven, and he will give you favor with men and women throughout the marketplace and throughout the world. So other than that, my friends, please go to TellDanny.com. Let us know if this call has helped you. God bless you. I'm looking forward to meeting those of you that will be in Baltimore. I cannot wait to equip you and give you these strategies and these secrets that I've learned through the years that will help to explode your business. So, Marla, go ahead and open up the lines. Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Good night.
Bye.